بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد هذه هم اللي فهم ساب هندرينج ستبيرو في الأشعار أشعار the plural of شعر شعر refers to a poem. These are poems written by great lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In reality, one poet says that my poetry did not praise Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but rather my poetry became praised because of his name. He said my poetry became full of praises because of his name. Not that I could praise him. It wasn't possible to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. By mentioning his name, my poetry became full of fragrance. This is true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find in the annals of history, the awliya, the friends of Allah. And this is not something new. This was in time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great sha'ir and the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would put him on the minbar, and he would tell him, O Hassan, to begin your poetry. Zaki Matar Sahib Rahimullah would say that at one time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, and he would reply to the poetry of jest and mockery of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from the mushrikeen of Makkah. They would utter poetry against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hassan bin Thabit would combat it, and he would answer back in poetry form also. So once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put him on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi and told him, O Hassan, begin your poetry. Zid, more, until he rendered 100 lines of poetry in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But this is not something new that we find that now was this, that the singing poetry and ash'ar and nazams. Obviously, those nazams now that don't still renew the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I commonly find nasheed nowadays. Where many of us or youngsters are listening to nasheed, they don't understand it also. Is this the beat, the vibe, it sounds nice, and it's slang sometimes, slang Arabic. Don't know what it means, but it's just now because the tune is nice, so a person listens to it. But the poetry should be for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even the tone of the poetry, as you can find, is different. It has a different type of melody and a tune. It's not the normal how you find when it comes to music or close to music, those type of, what do you call it, tunes or tones, etc. But this is to create in the love, in the heart, as Sheikh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, as in the Qasida Burda, nearly every Thursday night in his Khanqah, the Sheikh Rahimahullah, this is to be recited. When he was asked why, he said, this is a way to let off the steam of the love in the heart, otherwise it gets too much. Hazrat Abdul Quddus Gangohi rahimahullah ta'ala, every Thursday night he would have also a majlis only of ashar and poetry. And there were some other things attached also, which wasn't completely Sharia compliant. So his son qualified as a mufti. When he came into the Khanqa, he says, Abba, father, this type of now extras that you're attached to the poetry, not jai, stop it. So take a bit of it, stop it. No more poetry. By the next week, his entire body was covered with boils. Call the hakim, call the doctors, no ilaj. Then he asked his father, what is this? He said, this is your fatwa. He said, no more poetry. He said, so what's it got to do with your boils? He said, the love in the heart is so much, the body cannot manage it. The steam of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the poetry is being rendered with that subhanallah and with durood sharif, he says in the steam is let out. Otherwise now it is circulating within the blood and the heart, now he broke all into boils in the body. But this is true love that they had in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as Mawlana rendered so beautifully the poetry of Qasida Burda ala Mambusidi rahmatullah alayhi. This is a short translation of Mawlana had rendered. He says, his situation of austerity and need only confirmed his indifference to worldly concerns, for even dire need cannot assail such impeccable virtue. I think we need a dictionary for this. Subhanallah. When in the Arabic you read the dictionary, and with English also we read the dictionary. How could the dying need of such a person draw him towards the world? Well, were it not for him, that is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the world would never had emerged from non-existence. Meaning now that the world was stooped in darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to enlighten the world once again, as a beautiful poetry of one poet he says, the Medina was Medina, Yathrib. Then it became Al-Madina, the city. And the only time it became Munawwara, full of nur, is when Medina Munawwara was full with the nur and the light of the face of Rasulullah s.a.w. That became the nur of Medina Sharif. Then it became Munawwara. And the nur of the Masjid al-Nabi were the Mubarak faces of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, simahum fi wujuhim min athari sujood. Due to the effects of the sajda, there was nur on the faces. You will see the foreheads had that nur mark on it because of sajda. And the only time the first lamp or lantern was lit in Masjid al-Nabi was in the 9th year of Hijri by Tamim Adadi radiallahu ta'ala. Before that there was no light. It was only Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So there you can see what hearts they had and what love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad is the master of the two worlds, the master of the jinn and men, and master of the two groups, Arabs and non-Arabs. Allah had blessed him. He was sent to insan and jinnat. Our Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib also, when he makes dua, Ya Allah, give hidayah to insan and jinnat. Because our Nabi was sent for both of them. His risalat and his messengerhood extended not only to man, but to jinnat also. Allah wala's where their mind is going to. Give hidayah to insan and jinnat. Our Prophet, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who commands the good and forbids the wrong, there is no truer to his word, whether it be yes or no. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, no one could match him speaking the truth. All with the sadiq al-ameen. Whatever he uttered in jest also, in joking also, even that was the truth. It wasn't a lie. Then Mu'ala rendered the poetry of the Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, the Ashiq of Allah wa Dada Shaykh. One is our Shaykh Muhammad Hamid Sahib, then our Dada Shaykh Al Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. And this Hazrat would say also, Ye Akhtar ka shair hai. This shair belongs to Akhtar. Akhtar was himself. So some people took objection to this. That Hazrat, why are you praising yourself? He says, if I tell you this is my son, will you call them praising? He says, no. He says, why? Because he is my son, he came from me. He was born of me, so to say. So even this poetry was born of the love of my heart. This is my poetry. In the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of the time, Hazrat Hakim Sahib would wake up in the dead of the night, early part of the morning, and would profusely cry. And then he would call his khulafa. Sometimes our Shaykh was there, Abdul Hamid Sahib, call Mu'ana quickly. He said, Mu'ana, just right now, Allah has put still in my heart these certain lines of poetry. Then he would note them down at tahajjud time. What love he couldn't keep also. When he had his stroke also, at that time he was smiling and laughing. He said, you're smiling and laughing. He said, I'm waiting for the time to meet my Allah. When's the time going to come? So these beautiful lines, how they saw Medina Munawwara, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Subhan Medina, Ya Shami Medina. We heard this many times. This is the morning of Medina Munawwara and the evenings of Medina Munawwara. The mornings are different. Allah Ta'ala take us all over and over again, just to walk around the haram in the morning. It's like you're in Jannat already. You don't worry about dunya beyond this. And right now, at the feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is my world right now. Then the beautiful evenings of Madinatul Munawwara, how beautiful it is, how peaceful it is, how much sukoon it is. But yet, ulama say that don't get too comfortable, because Medina Munawwara wasn't a place of comfort. This is a place of tashkeel. The Sahaba Ikram from Masjid al-Nabwi, one was they enjoyed the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and together with that they were ready to be dispatched in the path of Allah. When you go to the Rawda and you make salat and salam, not just make salat and salam, but say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O Nabi of Allah, that your day will become my day, your night will become my night. Oh my Nabi, I'm making my own tashkil for life now. What was the purpose and the figure of your life, that will become my figure of my life also. Now that I'm going to make salat and salam, assalamu alaikum, and back to my dukan and business. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I have not been sent an ajma'al mal wa akuna min tajirin. Help me sin to amass wealth and become a businessman. That I mean sin to complete and to show perfect akhlaq in character. So standing there also, right in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you have to understand, our entire profile goes to him every week, if not every day. He knows us by name, where we're from. He's been informed already of our a'mal. So we're not going to someone that doesn't know me, that I'm just going to stand there and make salam and move on. What you've come here for? What capacity have you come here for? With what fikr and concern in the heart have you come here for? This is the main reason we are going to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make salam with him and not to prepare ourselves for the effort that he was sent with. Now I can understand from here that something has to take from Madinah al-Munawwara. Hafiz Qutb Sahib Rahimahullah, who is the Amir of Europe, would say that the person who comes to Madinah al-Munawwara and he takes back with him three things. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the concern and the cry of the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the movement of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the ummah, how he moved. Badr, Uhud, Fatih Makkah, and all his expeditions, he takes these three things back home. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sahaba ikram had, the concern that was in the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for every single person till Qiyamah, and how he moved in the path of Allah. We take these three things back home, you've taken Madinah Sharif back home. This was Madinah Munawwara, the morning and the evening and the afternoon. This was Madinah Munawwara. Not just now, the beautiful sukoon and serenity of Madinah Munawwara. Yes, that is there differently. That is there differently, like a person who's sitting in a taxi. And he asks the taxi driver, how is business? How is it going? So he answers and he says that how could there be any problems, whereas we're living in the vicinity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have no problems. We're living right by him. One time, Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq, we were there. And just outside the haram, one taxi knocked into another taxi. Drivers got out. The angles flared, businessmen came, the shopkeepers. Things were about to get hot, one person just came and shouted, Sallu ala Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody just turned around, sat in their car, shopkeepers back in the shop, like nothing happened. Like nothing happened. Just one durood and sorted everything out. This should be our life also. Sallu ala Nabi. That's why we say anything happening in the house also, sometimes there's problems, husband and wife. What the husband must do? Sad Durood Sharif. One masturat, one lady went to Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. My husband is like this and he's like that. Hazrat, give one ta'wiz for him. Give one ta'wiz for him. So I get him under control. Get him under control. So Hazrat took a bottle of water and he blew in there. So every time your husband walks in, then you must just take a gulp of this water and keep it in your mouth and see how he'll cool down. So she did that for a few days. She came and said, this water is very powerful. Subhanallah. No fight at home. What's in this water? He says, that's the thing in the water, is because you can't open your mouth and talk. So your mouth is closed because you got pani inside. There's one youngster also had a very terrible anger problem, vulgar, doing his of becoming Hafiz of Quran. Ustaz tells him something, he gets upset, tells Ustaz something else. Ustaz can't control him. Nobody can control him. Went from madrasa to madrasa, madrasa to madrasa. Can't control the youngster. Finally, there was mashallah, an Ustaz that was ready, an Ustaz. So he had a bottle of water. He said, this water, inshallah, barilu pani. It'll sort you out. It'll take out all your gully, galoch and your swearing and your vulgarity. So the parents were surprised. What kind of ta'ab? He said, no, buddy. The water will sort him out, inshallah. So every time the boys used to finish the sabagur and dora, they're going home. So as they leave home, the ustaz leaves a bottle there. Every boy that leaves is put in the water. Every boy that leaves must make them properly spit in the water. And now this boy with a vulgar problem must drink the pani. That is, he said, I can't drink it. Stop your swearing. Stop, and he sorted him out. So water does wonders also. So this is the mornings of Madinah Munawwara and the evenings of Madinah Munawwara. Mubarak tujai ye qiyam in Madinah. Hazrat is saying that your stay in Madinah Munawwara may be Mubarak and blessed. May you spend your time correctly in the Haram of Medina Munawwara, in the vicinity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may your stay be full of barakat. That you take the full barakat of Medina Munawwara back home. The full barakat of Medina Sharif. Subhanallah. They say that Allah Ta'ala's tajalli and nur is falling upon the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam 24 hours, all the time. And the tajalli and nur is so strong that it splashes over into the walls of the haram, into the carpet, into the marketplaces, into everything that is Medina Sharif. If only you can open your heart and become a recipient, just that one double fall in your heart, your life will change. But you have to go there prepared. You have to go there prepared. I cannot go to Medina Munawwara without sunnah in my life, or at least the fikr and the concern in my heart, I'm going there to change. I'm going to stand before my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to change my life. Then when I stand there, then I can make dua. O Nabi of Allah, give me one glance of muhabbat and love, my life will be made. Nabi of Allah is alive in his qabr. When you are passing by, he sees you and he answers your salat and salam. So we might not perceive it, but the Allah of Allah, they can feel it. That I'm standing here right now before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a meeting of my lifetime. It is a meeting of my lifetime. Then Hazrat goes on in this poem and he says, Bala jane kya jame meena ayalam tera kef e khush kharam e Medina. Medina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram e Medina. Hazrat explains how beautiful Medina Munawwara, as I walk in the gullies of Medina Munawwara, the respect and the honor of every gully of Medina Munawwara. And we can imagine Sahaba radiallahu anhum that they walked all over here. Our Hazrat says that we're not even fit to walk over there. And worse than that, he said, the Ummah is coming here with agarbatti, throwing it on the ground of Medina Sharif. So Allah said, you don't deserve to even walk here. Therefore, he said, Allah Ta'ala made a system, the entire courtyard is paved also. And the whole city is tarred. Because the original mitti and the original sand, you're not fit for it. My Nabi walked in it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat says, Sukhune jahatum kaha dhundte ho. That, O person, O man, where are you looking for the sukoon and peace of your mind? You won't find it anywhere. You won't find it in the culture and the trend and the ways of the kuffar. You won't find it there. You have temporary sukoon. Temporary sukoon, you'll only feel nice temporarily, and inevitably it'll land you, as the kids say, volume 5. I can't sleep at night. Then it'll land you by the psychiatrist. There's no sukoon. You're looking for sukoon, is only in the system of Medina Munawwara. Bring the system in my home also. The sunnah, Hazrat makes four du'as. Ya Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnah. Give me the knowledge. I want to know every sunnah of my beloved. How he did everything. Give me the knowledge of every sunnah. Give me the love for every sunnah that I will never give it up. Give me the ability to practice every sunnah and accept my life for the service of sunnah in the world. Four du'as. This is love. We can't even think of the du'as. How the Allah wala's make it. Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnah. Give me love for every sunnah. Practice upon every sunnah. And accept my life for the khidmat of sunnah. Subhanallah. We travel to the Hazrat. And we see what loyalty and what love for the sunnah. Once we had a da'wat in Karachi. 1997. With the Khanqah just before Hajj. Alhamdulillah. So Hazrat had a special invitation by a group of businessmen, industrialists, etc., etc. And they had thousands of makatib they were running. So they invited Hazrat to give a bayar on maktab system. So Hazrat came, alhamdulillah, there was a plush garden, they had caterers. At that time, 1997, subhanallah, first time we saw chairs that were dressed also, they had velvet on the chairs. That was in Pakistan, and the caterers. And then the bai was on, etc. Hazrat addressed everyone. They had a special table for him with velvet, red color velvet, I remember. And they had the vase there with the roses, etc. Guest of honor. Hazrat gave the bayan. And all these professionals, industrialists, all well dressed, affluent men, doing a lot of khidmat of deen also, alhamdulillah. After the bayan, now it's time to eat. So they came with the meals. Then I saw the commitment to sunnah. Hazrat says, brother, if you don't mind, I'm very comfortable eating on the floor. Would you please remove the table? I put the same cloth on the floor, we'll eat on the floor. He said, by all means, you're our guest. You are the guest. the whole majma and all the people they eat on the table, Hazrat a few of us sat on the floor. Not that now what they'll think, what they'll say, that now we're sitting on the floor, we don't make them uncomfortable. Yaqeen on the sunnah. Full conviction that my success is in the sunnah and nothing else. Many a time you travel to Hazrat like this, and very gently, sweetly, nicely, we prefer it like this, we don't mind, we'll have it like that. Yes, by all means, no problem. So much love, so much muhabbat for the sunnah and dedication and loyalty. Allah Ta'ala opens chapters of ma'rifat and da'at after that. Then when you read Durood Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then the feeling is different, the love is different, because now you're connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sukoon, Hazrat said, where are you looking for sukoon in your life? You won't find it anywhere. It's only in Madinah Sharif. Bring the system into your home. Bring the fashion into your life. Bring it into your children. And then you see the sukoon of life which we're all looking for, as I mentioned yesterday. The fisherman sitting there told him, buy one trawler, buy one ship, and buy one boat, and do fishing, and become a big businessman, and then you can relax. You're more relaxing. Why do I go to the whole system? In the whole turmoil of dunya and all the problems, you have sunnah in your life. Allah will say, I will give you a gham-proof heart also. Worry-proof heart. This afternoon we mentioned to the brothers, Zakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, if Switzerland can make waterproof watches, can go right down into the depths of the ocean, even the vapor of water won't get into the watch. Such a watch they made. What is there for Allah to make your heart worry-proof, stress-proof, depression-proof? Give it to Allah. And how you have to give it to Allah? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah has put a stamp on his life. This is beloved to me. If you don't become my beloved, there's only one way. There's no other way to become the beloved of Allah. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, fattabi'uni. If you say you love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't only shout slogans that we ashiqs, we love Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, but there's no fajr namaz. And there's no sunnahs in our lives. There's intermingling thereafter. If you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says in exchange for following Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, يحببكم الله. Allah said, I will love you. Allah said, I will love you. Forgive all your sins. I will love you and forgive all your sins. But the sukoon, as I said, where are you looking for it? You will find it. Sukoon e jaha hai nizam e Madina. The sukoon of jaha. Jaha means the world. The sukoon and the peace of mind of the entire universe is in the system of Madina Munawwara. Not in Madina Munawwara, in the system of Madina Munawwara. Yes, we feel a sukoon in Madinah Sharif. But the real sukoon is in the system that was there in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that day sukoon. That we have to bring into our lives. One sunnah. Hazrat says we forget sunnah so quickly. We sit down to eat, we saw the food, so excited. You forget Bismillah. Qari Yaqub Sahib of Dubai, Hazrat says, very jovial person. He was a masjid, he was Imam Masjid al-Ghurair. And he said, that masjid over there, because in Dubai, collectors are not allowed, they can't stay in the masjid, but subhanAllah, he operated everything. And Jummah meals, all was by, they all will come to him. So he will cook himself and feed them. Some of them were principals of Darul Uloom, some of them were Sheikh al-Hadith, he came collection in between Dubai in transit, they went to other countries. So he would host all of them. So he mentioned to our Hazrat, he says, these are all big ulama. Come sit on my dasturkhan. He said, I observe. And when they sit down to eat, whether they're reading Bismillah or not. He said, I don't see any Bismillah. They just start eating. So he said, I would make i'lan, I would announce and tell them that before you eat, at least make some dhikr of Allah. Make some dhikr of Allah before you eat. And if the food is not nice, at least say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But say, make some dhikr at least. He says, we just see the food and we forget. Open the ice cream, open the chocolate, open the packet of chips. No Bismillah. We just start. Forgot the sunnah. Oh, forgot Bismillah? Bismillah awwalahu wa akhirahu. Dua after eating, we forgot. We just wake up and we move on. How the non-Muslim did it, I did it the same way. They got no Bismillah before entering the toilet, whether left leg or right leg, masjid, left leg, right leg. Dua before I enter, dua after I leave. How Peter, John and Sam is doing it, I'm doing it same. Abdullah Abdul Rahman's house is same. They're waking up at 6:30, 7 o'clock for school. Next to Peter and Tom and John, they're also waking up at 6:30. No Fajr namaz, no Fajr namaz. They're going to toilet high pan, he's going to toilet high pan. No dua before toilet, no dua before toilet. They say, Malaika come with rahmat. You came to distribute rahmat upon the sunnah. And in our understanding, they say wrong address. We thought Muslim home. We thought Muslim home, but there's no sunnahs over here. They woke up same time for school as the neighbors, non-Muslim neighbors. No dua, no sunnah, no rubbing the eyes, no miswak, nothing. This house and that house is the same. So they go back with the rahmat. And before the couple can, before the husband leaves the house, already the fight starts. Oh, the mother is shouting to the children. Oh, the children are fighting in the house. Mother says, I'm tired of you. No sunnah. Bring the sunnah, rahmat will come. Barakat will come. And there's no small sunnah. You say small sunnah and big sunnah. Sunnah is a sunnah. Sunnah is a sunnah, whether it's eating, whether it's toilet, whether it's bathroom. Bathroom sunnah also we have to learn. How to go to the bathroom according to sunnah. How to have a bath, a ghusl according to sunnah. If we ask the brothers really, when's the last time you made a ghusl according to the sunnah, we have to think, now I can't remember really. How do you make it? Like one person asked Morana, who was Masaid of the Bukh Kacha, he didn't know his mustache too well. Morana was a faraiz of ghusl. I heard there's three or four. I said, no. Morana was a faraiz. He says, number one is towel, soap, shampoo, and conditioner. I said, there's four faraiz. Gee, four faraiz. Which kitab? Lal kitab. Red kitab, no page numbers. So that's our faraiz. Take the shampoo, take the conditioner, take the towel, take the soap, it's going to faraiz. My ghusl is done. No, it's not. It's not now the farz ghusl. So whether I'm making my ghusl correctly, whether I'm making my wuzu correctly also, before making wuzu, did I read my dua or just touched? Did I use miswak? Subhanallah. Just the miswak is such a powerful sunnah, we cannot even fathom it. But it looks so simple. They say the biggest deception of sunnah is the simplicity. That is so simple. Person makes wudu and uses the miswak. The reward for his salah is times 70. Times 70. In the month of Ramadan, one faraz equals to 70 faraiz. I plus times 70 with the miswak. How is cashing in? What big numbers we can't even fathom. As if he read his Isha Namaz 70 times tonight. Just using miswak, Allah say, you got the reward. As if 70 times you read your Isha Salah. So the reward is times 70. And then more than that, Allama Shami has mentioned, فَإِنَّ سِوَاكْتُ ذَكِّرُكَ كَلِمَةَ الشَّهَادَ in the notes. That by using the miswak, it will spur you on, it will remind you to read kalima shahada at the time of maut. Just the miswak will guarantee you maut upon iman. And how much it will cost? But now if you go outside the masjid, and somebody is selling the miswak there, and ask her how much, she says 20 rand. Oh, it's too expensive. I go, I use it. But my rechargeable toothbrush, how much I paid? I know people know how much they're paying for it now. 200, 300 rechargeable. And the mother will shout, don't forget to brush. Don't forget to brush. Make sure you brush. There, we're paying the full price. But miswak we can't use. Why is it a cheap thing? So, we don't even use it. And then the benefits of miswak, subhanAllah. One, it sharpens the eyes, sharpens the memory. Many people complain, my son can't do his hips, he can't retain. Tell him, use the miswak. Use the miswak. All of the time, entering the house, leaving the house, after eating, before sleeping, upon awakening, all this time is sunnah to use the miswak. Jesus, miswak is, and more than that, as-siwaku mitharatun lil-fam, amardatun lil-rab. The miswak is mitharatun lil-fam, it purifies and cleanses the mouth, it makes it pure and clean. As they told us at that time, some years ago, there was a person, went to the Hakim, couldn't have children. Couldn't have children. Blocked somewhere, don't know what's the problem. Hakim checked his pulse up, few things. He told him, start using the miswak. He said, Hakim sahab, where the block is, where I must do. He said, you start using the miswak. But just today, one Mufti Sahib mentioned to me that the Sunnat Miswak, which you get in Madinatul Munawwara, lasts only 7 days. The special Miswak, we have it wrapped up. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, we'll get a few. So he says that Miswak is like, it has like a spicy taste. It's hot for the mouth. It burns the mouth. Burns the mouth, it kills the bacteria. This has been mentioned years ago. Went to the Hakim. Then this Mufti Sahib says that it burns the mouth, any blisters, any bacteria, and also, Hazrat mentioned, use miswak correctly, especially Fajr time. The Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to clean his tongue and palate till he used to choke. Till he used to choke, so all the phlegm that is stuck, the sinuses, etc., all get cleared out. There's a correct way to make the miswak. So he says that when you use the miswak the correct way, fever starts away from the throat. In a day, we know how many things we're eating. So all the bacteria and the germs, they build up here. With the correct usage of miswak, the barakat of that, you'll never have sore throat. You won't have these problems. But if you use the correct miswak, so this is the original sunnat one, that it burns the mouth, it kills the bacteria, and any blisters, etc. So that hakim now, so today I heard this is tied up. So the hakim told him that time, use the miswak. He used the miswak properly, in a short span of time, he came back to the hakim himself, my wife has fallen pregnant. I don't understand. He said, when I checked you up, in your mouth there was a blister. There was a blister in your mouth, because of that it caused a blockage in you. It caused a blockage in you, and it weakened your semen. When you use the correct miswak in the correct way, it cleared out that blister, and killed all the bacteria. Now your system was flushed, now you were clean. Now way to way, the hikmat of one sunnat, we can't even fathom. We can't even fathom. Now, recently when we had COVID, and just prior to that also, once we went to the hospital, and in the elevator, they had a cartoon there. Right, in COVID time, how they were pushing it also, what cartoon they had? Sipo says, wash your hands after you go to the toilet. Sipo says, wash your hands before you eat. Sipo didn't say. Oh, Nabi told us long time ago. Now you put in cartoon, Sipo told you. And COVID time, how much you're pushing, wash the hands. Man, we got this. It took them 1,444 years to research only the benefit of washing hands. Just washing your hand only. It took them almost 1,500 years to understand the simplest sunnat of washing your hands before eating and after toilet. And we already have the sunnat. Now how many more years it will take them, so to say, to understand the bigger sunnats. Already they say, sleep on your right hand side. Why? Less pressure on the heart. Good for the heart, sleep on your right hand side. We know it's sunnat this. We know it's sunnat. Eat on the floor, sit down. Hadith Sharif says when you sit down to eat, remove your shoes. It's more comforting for the body. Because now your shoes are out, your body is comfortable. Once you got shoes on, it's like a cringe. Even your intestines, your inside also cringes. Also we thought during eating also, don't talk heavy things. Don't talk heavy masail. Don't say about janaza and illnesses in hospital. Talk light-hearted things. Because the body mustn't cringe when it comes to bad news, then the food doesn't digest. You don't get the full benefit of this. All this is in the sunnah. Now the sunnah is not for medical benefit, but is there by the way. What's the biggest thing? وَمَرْضَاتٌ لِرَبِّ. It's a pleasure of Allah. Using the miswak, Allah says, I'm happy with you. And the last sunnah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam before he passed away was miswak also. So what an important thing, Hazrat says, in every bathroom in the house, you should have miswaks. Every bathroom in the house, you should have miswaks there. And each bathroom should have many miswaks also. Why not? So nobody has an excuse, I don't have a miswak. Have in the car, have in your pocket, have in your bag. Miswak should be everywhere. We flood the place with the sunnats. To the extent, Kuffar will ask, what is this? Miswak, this we use to clean our teeth. Anbiya alayhi musallahu alayhi wa sallam use miswak. It is part of our identity to have miswak. So this one sunnah, there's sukoon in it. That's why Hazrat said, where are you looking now for sukoon of life? The sukoon of life and the peace of mind you only find in the system of Madina Sharif. Bring the system, whether in Madina Munawwara or anywhere in the world, and you'll find the sukoon in your life, and how Allah will bless you in this worldly life with the sukoon. There's a time of maut also because of sunnat. Maut will be khatima bil khair. We live with Kalima Shahadat also. Finally, to end this poem, Hazrat says, ہو آواز اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. حضرت ہو آواز اختر غم دو جہاں سے. Listen to the call of this painful call of اختر of both the world. Listen to this call. Hazrat said, listen to me, that جو ہو جائے دل سے, that person who becomes the غلام of مدینہ منورہ, then both the world are his. Become a slave of Medina Sharif. Become a slave of the system of Medina Al Munawwara. Now the entire world right now is calling away from the system. We can see it. Calling completely away from the system of Medina Munawwara. The entire system. That's why it is so important, my dear brothers, we have to sit at home with the families and make ta'aleem. We have to make ta'aleem so this iman is still in our children's heart. So they understand the system of Medina Munawwara, is iman comes into their heart. Subhanallah. And the children, when the iman comes in their heart, one whom mother used to make ta'aleem with the children, the stories of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, was in Europe somewhere. The boy goes to school and the ma'am is asking the children, what do you want to become? What do you want to become? What do you want to become? Boy said, I want to become a Sahabi. What a Sahabi? Never heard of it before? He said, no, we did at home, I want to become a Sahabi. So she was a non-Muslim, white woman. I never heard of this before. So she calls the mother, phones the mother. Mother says, come home, visit us, have a cup of tea, and I'll explain to you. So this educator, so she goes, visits there. And the mother explains to her, in our home we have ta'aleem. We read a kitab, we read a book on the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were like this and like this. She just said one, two stories, and she was stuck in it until she became Muslim. Or one child only. When iman came in the masum child. Today my brother told me also, subhanallah, the power of iman. He said, Mufti Sahib, my daughter fell ill. She's sick, you do blood for her, take her to the doctor. But she was to keep roza till 8 years old. She was to keep roza still. She don't want to break the roza. Mother is telling her, mother, for me, please convince her to break. She goes, I'm not breaking it. I said, we're compelled to wake up for Sari also, otherwise she wakes up, if we didn't wake her up, and she wakes up later, there'll be a problem in the house. Have to wake me up. Yesterday, she kept Rosa. She had fever, 8-year-old girl. She had fever the whole day. Mother said, break your Rosa, take your medication. I'm not breaking it. She pulled right till iftari. She made iftari, you can say, only with her medication. It was so heavy, to control the fever, she fell asleep. She fell asleep and woke up only after Sari. In a bad mood. Why you didn't get me up? I fasted today again. She didn't have iftari last night. Didn't have Sari this morning. So kept Rosa 2 days without eating. But I won't break my fast. Won't break. This is iman. If that young girl can do something like that, I can't get up for Fajr Namaz. I can't break my nafs. The 8-year-old child doesn't really understand the concept of fasting, so I won't break it. I miss my sari, miss my iftari, I'm keeping roza again. Now where did iman came from? So as the father, where this came from? She goes to maktab madrasa, they do imani muzakara. The apa teaches them what iman is about. This is pure masoom love for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Pure masoom, innocent love for the deen of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only that can come into our heart. That in that fever, the illness, she's sick, not feverish. But then to what she's enjoying, that I don't want to break. Food for a child is everything. I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat. I'll suffer the fever, but I won't break my roza. If only we can learn these lessons from the children. Hakim Sahib rahimahullah was in the state. So one father brought his little son to meet Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayh. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib gave him one sweet. So he took it in his hand, quietly he put it to his side. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib seeing him. And then he looked at his father. And he showed father the sweet. It's halal, I can eat it. So Hakim Sahib broke down crying. He says, Ya Allah. The boy turned to his father and said, Abba, it's halal, can I eat it? He said, the boy taught me a lesson of iman. Everything he consumes, he looks at his Abba first. He said, we insan don't even look at our Rabbah. Just eat it. We'll find out later. Whether calamari, whether this, whether that. We'll ask later the masala. Eat it first and we'll ask later. This young boy taught me everything he does. Ask his Abba, I'll ask my Rabbah. Rabbah, my Rabbi, Allah, can I do it? Can I eat it? Can I do this? Can I go there? He said, this is where, in a so to say, first world country. How does this happen? Company of the pious. Talim in the house. In that environment, Allah protected this young boy. So we have the avenues where we can protect our iman, our children. The mothers have to sit at home, make talim with the children. We have to be part of it also. But we know what's happening. Time for talim. We can't be there. We've gone out to dot, dot, dot. We know where we're going to. What we're playing. Boys' night out. What do we have to do? So there's no time for talim in the home also. And how are we pacifying the family? We're throwing the money. And when the son doesn't do well, then the father asks, what's the problem? Why are you failed in school? What I don't give you? Abba, what you don't give me is your time. You don't give me yourself. You're just now throwing at me dunya, and I must carry on performing. We have to give them time. We have to give them talim. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Tonight is the last night of Ramadan, my dear brothers. And as Hakim Saab Rahimullah mentioned, that وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that the good outcome and the beautiful outcome is for those that have taqwa. If you have taqwa, then the outcome of Ramadan will be most beautiful for you. As it explains also, that most of the time, and most probably, the entire month is based upon the last few hours. How you fare in the last few hours. And we know in the race also, having a relay, the team is coming out last. But the last runner put all his energy to it and he beat everyone. He said, how we ran. He says, that's how we should run on the last night. But it's possible now that the whole month is based upon the last night. The barakat is here. When we come to eating also, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, eat the last luqma also, last morsel. Why? Because you don't know where the barakat is. It's possible the barakat of the entire meal is in the last morsel. What barakat? That meal there, that last morsel, Allah Ta'ala has kept barakat in there, that will wake you for Fajr namaz. That one there will save from haram. The barakat is in there. So we don't know which morsel. In the same way also here in the month of Ramadan, the last few hours, the last day, Allah Ta'ala says, the reality is that the final and the good outcome is there when towards the end we look at how you fared at the end. It happens usually in Ramadan, towards the end we just get lax now. Now we're already talking about Eid. What's going to happen on the day of Eid? Now the time really, Allah, if I didn't do it right, I'm doing it right now. So we have the last few moments, spend our time correctly. 2-4 rakats, 8 rakats, tahajjud, a little bit of Quran, tilawat, a little dua, and a lot of istighfar. A lot of istighfar, cry to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned to the brothers this afternoon, Zakim himself taught us so beautifully how to ask Allah for forgiveness. They won't just say, Allah, Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Ya Allah, make me maaf. No. You must say it in such a way that Allah wants to forgive you. And how beautifully he would say to his murid, he says, when I ask Allah for forgiveness, before I can say, Ya Allah, forgive me, first, Allah loves to be praised. As you say, butter him up. Butter, praise him first, and then Allah will give you everything. And he would say in his melodious way, he said, I would sit and make dua, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Halim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Halim, Rabbi Ighfir Warham, Wa Anta Khairur Rahimeen. So we repeat this over, till he comes, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, again, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Rabbi Ighfir Warham, Wa Anta Khairur Rahimeen. I repeat again. Till I can feel Allah's Rahmat coming into my heart. One dry, we can say, Allah, forgive me, I'm sorry, yeah, forgive me. He says, no. Call Allah's name. Call Allah's name. Call Allah's name till you feel your heart moving now. And I'm calling from the depths of my heart, I'm calling to my Allah. And one dua, Adi Naqda Sahib would say, Rahmatul Alayhi, is very powerful. That dua where you don't move your lips and your tongue also. It's called dua of muraqabah. Where you just sit. You just sit with your hands down, close your eyes, and make dua from the heart. That's very heavy. Try tonight and see how heavy the dua is in the heart, because we don't think with our hearts. We're so accustomed to the duas that we make, how we make dua. Like Imam Sahib too, When you miss out, you make dua, how we make dua? See, the way we make dua, like we're smoking something. Is it like it? Smoking something. Imam Sahib is taking very long dua today. You see, that's how, and then we make our own dua sometime, we already got like parrot fashion. Yalla, this, that. We're not even resisting what we are saying. And we finish our dua. He says, don't move your mouth and your tongue. Make dua from the heart. Sit quietly and think with my heart. Let me ask from my heart. That dua is very powerful. Try it tonight, even for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and see now how long it takes to activate the heart to start thinking dua now. That one is very deep. That the heart is talking to Allah now. So only the hands we raise, sunnah also. And this is dua of muraqabah. So we try this also. And ask Allah to forgive us in the month of Ramadan and to give us the strength after the month of Ramadan. Remember the strength now. Just to conclude. The strength after the month of Ramadan, one is now we're waiting for some miracle to happen. But Allah is going to wake me up. Remember, as you mentioned, you got to pluck up your courage tonight and tell yourself I can do it. It's all mind over matter. That sleep at Fajr time, nobody's putting a gun to your head and saying, don't wake up. The shop alarm goes on, I'm up already. I'm gone. My sleep is gone. Alarm is on. But when Muazzin says, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, I only hear the nawm part. Nawm. Sleep. I don't hear the salah is better than the sleep. I only hear sleep. And what he says, 5 minutes more. That 5 minutes, you know what it does. In 5 minutes, what can happen? The whole namaz is gone. So I got to exert my mind and say, you can do it. Don't be a coward. You can do it. You can read your salah on time. You can be there early also. Program your mind. Before azan, I'll be in the masjid. You can do it. You can drop everything and you can run. My Quran tilawat, I can do it also. I've got to take out the time and nothing will happen. There'll be no loss in your life, no loss in your business, no loss in your family life. The only way gain is mind over matter. I got to exert my mind, make the intention, and now ask Allah for tawfiq. Once I made the intention, ask Allah for tawfiq, Allah will open the avenues. Allah will accept, inshallah. Some brothers indicated they're going to take bi'at if you come forward, inshallah. As you mentioned, taking bi'at is a sunnah, and to rectify our life is farz. So taking the bi'at is just a facilitator to make it easier for us to make our islah, inshallah, that we have a guide, somebody we can make mashwara with, someone we can consult with. This is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And it happens sometimes, like we were also young at one time, so if we decide to come to the front, I come and take bayat, all my friends will see me. And what they'll do? And they make fun of me. Now you got a sheikh. So the only reason we do it in the front is encouragement for others. And those that request, do it privately, behind closed doors, by all means. Not a problem also. As we said, only wherever you're comfortable. But get somebody in your life. Get somebody in your life who you love with the pleasure of Allah, that will connect you to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now, you shouldn't have this fear, I'm bi'at, and I will tell my sheikh everything, could open my files. The sheikh don't know your files. He's telling you, by let's move ahead, alhamdulillah. My brother mentioned to me today, also sent me a message, that Mufti Sahib, after Ramadan, I'm starting my 2 months kafara roza. Many brothers already kept their kafara 2 months. They got the himmat and the courage and the strength. They said, we're keeping our 2 months, we broke some roza during school days, intentionally. Now we're keeping the 2 months. Many brothers have covered up the 20 years of qaza namaz also. Why? Because we move together, we hold one another's hand, now we got the strength. Let's move together. Allah's hand is upon Allah's hand, meaning Allah's assistance with the jama'ah. Now we're part of the jama'ah. Put all the nur of the hearts together, it becomes like a beam. Allah says, right, let's move. What you want to do, how you want to do it, with mashwara, guidance, assistance. And then deen becomes very, very easy after that. Otherwise they say, a lonely sheep is what? What's a lonely sheep? It's feed for the wolf. Lonely sheep will be caught. The wolf will catch it. So So I know myself, how many years I'm lonely, but I'm saying, I'll come right. I'll come right, I'll come right, I'll come right. But nothing is happening still. Allah Pak has given a system where I can work on my iman, I can take somebody as a guide, and as you mentioned, 99% is a person's perspiration, and 1% the inspiration of the Shaykh. It inspires me, and it's a heavy dose injection. Now I've got 99%, I can move in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So some brothers want to take bayat, I say, whether here, wherever it is, go and ask the person, can I come privately? Can I come to you behind closed doors? I like to do it like this, I'm not so comfortable, no problem. As long as you move ahead, and you get to the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. هذه الخطبة هي الابتداء وزافتم إن شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. فقال تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء ما من أحب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أو الله I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya, and being unmindful of the akhirat, and from the sin of following my wombs and desires, and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times Salah with Jama'at in the Masjid according to Sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes fard, to discharge the zakat. If hajj becomes fard, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila of the Chistiyya, the Naqshbandiyya, the Qadiriyya, and the Suharwardiyya. O Allah, to the barakat of all the buzruqs, of all four silsilas, except my tawbah and my bi'at. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah. Grant me mort on imani kamil, perfect iman, and kalima shahadat, wal afiyat, salamat and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Allah can accept it. Inshallah, just send me a message. I'll send the PDF, inshallah. Some brothers have taken bi'at also. So there's a PDF we have, what to do. And the ma'amulat, the amal for the day, are very, very basic. Very basic, 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah for the day. Very basic Quran tilawat, everything according to Sunnah, and the major and the biggest wazifa, don't do haram, don't break the command of Allah. Outer appearance according to Sunnah, akhlaq, mu'amalat, social interaction, business dealings, aqaid, all this is correct. But the amal are very basic. Our salah on time, little Quran tilawat, if you hafiz al Quran, 1 to 3 paras. If non-hafiz al-Quran, it is quarter para, and the minimum zikr. Izzat, now long zikr you gotta make, it'll take now 5 minutes, 8 minutes to make zikr for the day. Like this, slowly, slowly get accustomed. With the zikr of Allah, then you'll get concentration in your salah. So the very basic amal, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah has given us. And Hazrat has made it even more easier. To the extent when we're in Darul Uloom studying also. Because we're studying Kitab, doing Hifz of Quran, the students Hazrat will give us only 10 times La ilaha. 10 times Allah. Only 10 times. Sadhu, 10 times, 10 times, would love say it. I say to Allah, I love you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, I love you. Say only 10 times La ilaha, 10 times Allah. And also you find in the PDF, the Munajat is Maqbool. But in the see that they follow. One of so long dua this is. Munajat is Maqbool now will take me longer than one para door or so. Because the duas are new to us. So we tell the brothers that you have to read the Arabic, even if you read one page for the day. At least one page for the day, they got their Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday today, read the first page. Tuesday, read the first page. Next week, read the second page on Monday. Slowly, slowly get used to the du'as. Once you get used to the du'as of Munajat, you will love those du'as. The du'a covers everything of my health, wealth, dunya, qabr, akhirat, shukr to Allah. Everything comes in those du'as. It will cover everything. So slowly we get used to reading the du'as. And we have plenty of time, alhamdulillah. We have plenty of time. We can take our time. All we just got to maneuver. You got to steal time. Alright, 10 minutes before namaz, 10 minutes after namaz, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and our Quran tilawat will get done, munajat will get done, and our dhikr will get done also. If you're really lazy also, and you come to the masjid, you got some time, after namaz, jump in the car, cross your legs in the car, that is your ghari khira, and make a dhikr in the car also. What is dhikr got done at least? Dhikr, and if really you don't have the time, when you're driving at least, then make a dhikr. They do say, La ilaha, like how we make it? When you're driving, but at least make it. Allah loves that action that is continuous, even though it's a little. So with that intention, Allah will give you the full benefit, inshallah. Allah will give us tawfiq, inshallah. Make zikr and dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله. Just two points come to mind. There was sometimes somebody mentioned some ladies want to take bi'at also. When it comes to ladies taking bi'at, yes, they can take bi'at if they are married with the consent of their husband, not married with the consent of their mahram, father, and then they should contact APA at home, and then we facilitate it. Oh, sometimes Thursday nights at the majlis in Avondale, we're taking somebody's bi'at, then they contact APA, we also want to take bi'at. So over the live streaming, when we're taking the bi'at in the masjid, then they repeat the same words. And they keep contact now with APA, any problems they have via WhatsApp or email. And then APA will make mashwara how to give the reply, how to answer. So they can also make the islah in that way, but they keep contact with the woman folk, inshallah. The second point also comes to mind is regards to when it comes to, we were also young one time, when it came to going to the ulama ikram, going to the budruks, we always felt intimidated. Why you felt intimidated? That I like the programs, I like the zikr, I like the certain alim, I like to go for his programs, but I don't like to go near, because he might x-ray me. He do an x-ray, and then he see all my files. So I'll make istilam from far. I saw him. He says that what will happen is, because I have sins in my life, when a person has gunas in his life, then he's very afraid to meet with pious people. We're not saying we're pious, but he's very afraid to meet Allah Alas, because the fear is there. So that sin holds a person back. And as it says, the people don't understand that the reality is, when a person has guna in his life, how do we look at the person who has sin? As I say, we look at him with sympathy. Ya Allah, if only he knew how much you love him, he won't break your command. Ya Allah, let me show him how to love you. Let me show him how to love you. One incident Hazrat gives also about Zunun Misri Rahmatullah Ali was sitting at the river bank, the shore of the river bank. And there he sees a scorpion just walking past him, full speed. And from that side of the river, when frog came, turned around, came to the river, to the shore there, and the scorpion turned on his back. He says, Ya Allah, what's happening over here now? This is now chartered flight disease, or chartered cruise liner. So this frog threw the scorpion across the river, so he began to follow it. Came on that side, didn't bother about him also. He jumped off the back of the frog, and full speed into the jungle. He's following it. And as he comes into the thicket of the jungle, he can hear somebody's voice in the distance. So he goes through all the shrubbery and the greenery, and then he sees there, in the distance, is the prince. Absolutely intoxicated, he had a bad habit of drinking. Intoxicated, doesn't even know what he's doing, frotting at his mouth. And just above him from the tree, a snake is coming down, about to take his life. This scorpion comes, jumps in mid-air, and it stings this snake and kills it. He says, Ya Allah, this whole system to save this gunegar, to save his life, this sinner. The unseen, the voice came out, the old unknown, I am also the Rabb of the sinners. I am also the Allah of the sinners. I don't throw them away. They also belong to me. You might look down on them, but they also belong to me. So I saved his life. Inshallah, he'll make tawbah one day. So it shouldn't happen that many a times I want to go close, but at the same time I got all this mu'anam, I see my hairstyle, I say, hey, but what's this hairstyle? No such thing. He might see my style, or he might see this, he might make a comment, so I don't want to go forward. Say, don't ever fear. Coming closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, person should come forward. And show Allah ta'ala his talab and his desire, Ya Allah, I want to change. So you shouldn't be intimidated for any alim whatsoever. What will happen, the entire life will come out, 20, 30, 40, and I'm not coming right still. But here's the door, here's the avenue. You can show Allah your desire, Allah will come to your rescue. Allah will come to your rescue. Subhanallah, we met one person one time, we thought we'll finish the bayan. Met one person, met him in the rehab. Came his name also, and he was in jail for some time. Then he gave me his incident. He was on heavy drugs. He says, I wrote off myself also. So to the extent, he says, one day I came home and I was high on drugs and I didn't have the means, and I asked my mother for money and she didn't want to give me. I got irritated. And I threatened her. I didn't do it till I took her life. So I took her life. I didn't even know what I was doing. Big cold case, whether it was a brother from Durban also. Finally, I ended up in this Makhalisburg. Now he was clean, nude on his face. He said, everyone wrote me off. He says, just one person gave me hope in life, although I took my mother's life. Only one person. He says, but I would stay far away from him. But that one day he just caught me in the masjid. Where he was, Wellington Road. So I was, just walked in and I see this Maulana walking in the back, pacing up and down, meeting the boys, talking to them. And he saw me grab my hand. Pray, what's your name? When I gave him my name, he knew who I was. And what a smile, what a hug. He just whispered in my ears. He said, make tawbah, Allah will love you. Something like that. He said, what? It was like a dynamite to my heart. He said, Allah, there's hope for me. He said, Allah will love you. Make tawbah. He said, it changed my whole mind around. Just a few golden words changed my mind. And now I should look like an alim of deen. So when it will happen, we've got to give ourselves that opportunity. We can't carry on blocking it, not now, maybe later, maybe. And the next day I come Ramadan, I'm still where I am. So let's take the step ahead. As we're saying, not necessarily over here, wherever we're comfortable, which alim we love, which alim we're comfortable with, but very, be very cautious. We have to say this, that not those ulama, if we call them ulama, rather they call them first scholars now. Scholars on the YouTube and the TikTok, they only make you tick and talk. Those that are following them also, due respect to them. Those that are following them, ask ourselves, how much of deen is coming in my life? The only thing coming is more videos. And more fiery and more flowery speakers. And why the speaker is more flowery? Because of the sound effects in the background. That is giving me a thrill. The plain bayan doesn't affect my heart anymore. There has to be some fireworks in the back, some nazam, nasheed. Then is entertainment. Is deen really coming into my life with these type of bayans? Due respect to all those ulama ikram, we will do it according to sunnah, old way, old style, according to sunnah, alhamdulillah. This affects the heart. Deen comes in the heart. There's no glitter, no glamour. It's simple. Hits the heart. Because we know when we go onto TikTok, we're not only seeing the bayans. Not that I have it, but the brothers tell me. Then they send me TikTok videos. You just see my Sharia compliant. By the Salafi. That Monday is the Ahmadi. He's somebody else. But he's caught with the speaker now. But he speaks top stuff, scientific stuff he speaks. Has it experienced now too? He says, deen is so simple. To sight the moon, you don't have to be a scientist. To sight the moon, you don't have to be a mathematician. Because now there's so many calculations coming out. Ulama say, hey, we don't even know these calculations. How are we going to work out the moon? Oh, Mulisa. He says, Sumul ru'yatihi, aftirul ru'yatihi. Keep Rosa when you see the moon, and break Rosa when you see the moon. You don't need the calculations. We didn't see it, no Eid. We saw it, Eid. So don't get so overwhelmed by calculations. That, you know, calculate this way, on this horizon, so many degrees, so many angles, as it is, I fail maths. And I tell me so many degrees, and this angle and that angle, my mind is blocked. Malisa, just look for the moon only. That's it. You saw it, start Rosa. You saw it, finish the Rosa. Deen is simple. Deen is simple, don't get overawed by everyone. Deen is simple, amal are simple. There's nothing, what's it, bombastic, what do you call it? Bombastic. Is that a bombastic and jawbreaker? Deen is simple. Namaz is simple. That's how we're going to do it. Do it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa naqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Rabbi ighfir wa rahim, anta khayru rahimin. Wa most merciful Allah, most kind Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us all of our sins, O my Allah. The sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins of our eyes. Ya Allah, we don't have the strength to fight shaitan and nafs, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are slaves of our own nafs, O my Allah. Ya Allah, through your qudrat and your power of pull and jazb, O my Allah. Pull us out from slavery of nafs, O my Allah. Pull us out from slavery of shaitan, O my Allah. Make us your true slaves, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you make immediate decision for us, O my Allah. Take us out immediately. Ya Allah, clean up our hearts and our minds and our phones and our archives, O my Allah. That we don't want to go back to it, O my Allah. Give us love for the masjid, O my Allah. Love for salah, love for dhikr, love for Quran tilawat. Ya Allah, love for ulama ikram, O my Allah. Love to follow the sunnah, love to be your slave, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you teach us how to become your slave. teach us how to be real sons to our parents. Allah, teach us how to be husbands to our wives, how to be fathers to our children, how to be nephews, how to be uncles, how to be musallis, how to be students, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know anything, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we only have pride. Ya Allah, we self-conceited, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the reality of how you want us to be, O my Allah. Make us like how you want us to be, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, O my Allah. Give us your burning muhabbat and love. O my Allah, this night, the last night of Ramadan, O my Allah, we have only one cry. We only have one call to you, O my Allah. Apne bana de. Ya Allah, make us yours, O my Allah. Make us yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, definitely you won't reject us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't make us yours, O my Allah, Shaitan is waiting for us, Ya Allah. Nafs is waiting for us, O my Allah, like snakes and scorpions, Ya Allah, you know, pull us away from you. Ya Allah, make us yours from head to toe, O my Allah, internally, externally. Ya Allah, protect us from all sides, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, in the dead of the night, O my Allah, then to pull us towards you. In the brightness of the day, O my Allah, keep us in your rahmat and your barakat. O my Allah, give us a pure and clean life, O my Allah. All those are manageable age, O my Allah, make it easy for them, let them settle down. All those that want to get married, Ya Allah, of age already, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Let them settle down, give them a life of chastity and purity, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us sukoon in our homes, O my Allah. With our spouses and our families, let there be ta'aleem and all the amal of deen in our houses. Ya Allah, from today till our last breath, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from missing any namaz or jamaat in the masjid, O my Allah. Make us true pakka musallis, O my Allah. All our fara'is and all our sunnahs and all our nawafil, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from missing any namaz or jamaat. Ya Allah, make us die-hards, O my Allah. Make us die-hards of the masjid. I will never leave the masjid, Ya Allah. I will never leave you, O my Allah. O my Allah, give us the hidayat. Give us the tawfiq, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the beautiful jamaat has come tonight. And many more listening on the receivers and the live streaming. O my Allah, they have raised their hands tonight. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Ya Allah, everything is based upon the final hour. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, this final hours of the month of Ramadan in the condition that, Ya Allah, you have, Ya Allah, you announced our freedom in the fire of Jahannam. You announced our wilayat will become your friends. Ya Allah, be no loss for you. It'll be a gain for us, O my Allah. It'll be a gain for us, O my Allah. We have the last night, O my Allah. Make decision of our hidayat. Ya Allah, our families and our children, our parents, our wives, our friends, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, accept our health, wealth, time, faculties, for the khidmat of deen in the entire world. Make it a means of hidayat, Ya Allah, for insan and jinnat. Ya Allah, we don't know how to make dua. We don't know how to ask, O my Allah. We don't have the words. We don't have the isti'adad and the ability. O my Allah, to the tears and the cry of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, accept this jamaat, O my Allah. Accept all the youth, accept the old, accept the girls, accept the boys. Ya Allah, give us a pure environment, that the environment of Madina Tayyibah in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O my Allah, the month of Hajj will begin, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Hajj for the Ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us love for Baytullah, love for the Rawdah, free Masjid Al-Aqsa, protect Masjid Al-Aqsa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our families in Gaza, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make it an Eid day for them. Ya Allah, we'll be giving Eid to our children and chocolates and sweets. Ya Allah, the only thing they'll be receiving is bombs, O my Allah. And Muslims falling on their heads, be running helter skelter on the Eid day, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take pity upon the children. Ya Allah, take pity upon them, O my Allah. They still have love for you, O my Allah. They have love for Al-Quds, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, give them an Eid day, O my Allah. Ya Allah, enough, if not in this world, O my Allah, real Eid day will be when we meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he welcomes us in open arms. Ya Allah, make the day a reality for every one of us, the entire ummah till the day of Qiyamah. Allahumma aghfir li ummati Muhammad. Allahumma aslih ummata Muhammad. Allahumma arham ummata Muhammad. Allahumma ansur ummata Muhammad. Allahumma hadi ummata Muhammad. Allahumma ahfaz ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما سعادك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين